Good evening. I have a couple of guests tonight on Around Cincinnati. First and foremost is the filmmaker Melissa Godoy, who is here to talk about her new film, which is going to be shown on Saturday at Cincinnati World Cinema. And for that group, we have Tim Swallow. So greetings, Melissa. Greetings, Tim.
Hello, Larry.
You're going to do the Oscar-nominated short documentaries on Saturday, two programs, but you're also including world premieres by local filmmakers. Tell us a little bit about this.
That's correct. This is the third event, Larry, in our winter film series. On the 22nd of February, we roll into the Oscar Short Docs, and these are the five nominated documentaries to which we are adding Melissa's film, The Art Carvers of Music Hall, and another world premiere by Andrea Tarice, Art as Action.
So, Melissa, tell us a little bit about The Art Carvers of Music Hall. I saw it some time ago. It was one of those films that I'm sitting there watching thinking, oh, I've been in Music Hall hundreds of times over the years, and I didn't know this. What got you interested in the artisans of The Art Carvers of Music Hall?
Well, I have been interested in this art form that's been unique to Cincinnati since working on a project for the Cincinnati Art Museum and just beginning to learn about the art carved furniture movement. But being in Music Hall, I learned that the Society for the Preservation of Music Hall found, basically, and kind of recognized the importance of these panels from an organ, from an 1878 Hook and Hastings organ. They found these panels sort of lying dormant and wanted to begin to restore them. And I was very interested in why they were made, who made them, and just try to crack open the story about the people behind that movement.
Speaking of the people, I mean, this was at a time, as you mentioned, 1878, where women were largely excluded from artisanal employment, but yet there were 108 women artisans involved in this project. How did that come about?
This was actually a very interesting opportunity for women. This is an art form that was unique to the region because of the people who lived in Cincinnati at the time. There were three prominent art carvers living in Cincinnati, and they were also teachers, and they began to teach women and men, but mainly women were very interested. And the women actually donated their time. They weren't paid for it. But it became an opportunity for other forms of possible employment and art forms, such as Rookwood pottery. Laura Fry, who was a carver, went on to work in Rookwood and other pottery.
They seized this opportunity to learn their craft and then move on from there.
Absolutely. However, there were a few that saw this as possible employment. And over the course of the movement, which lasted until the early 1900s, some women actually began to attempt to open businesses, and one was successful. That was Adina White. And she was the only African-American wood carver on record. But she actually was successful. Some others tried. A woman called Janet Scudder tried, but she was pushed out by the Joiners Union.
Well, I tell you, in a 14-minute film, there is just a wealth of information crammed into that 14 minutes. I was very impressed.
Thank you. It was very challenging. It was kind of an adventure. When I began, it ended up totally different than when I began. It was a mystery. It was like opening a box of the unknown, really. And researching, talking to people, finding photos, piecing together information. And really now I completely see these panels as more than just works of art, but as representing the early movement for women's rights.
Perhaps we want to share that the panels were actually decorative screens that covered the facade of the organ.
Yes.
And that the organ was 50 feet wide, another 5 stories laid on its side, and 4 stories tall, and 3 stories deep.
It was as
like
large,
a giant Rubik's Cube.
It was as large as 2 houses.
Yeah.
A giant musical Rubik's Cube.
Indeed. We're honored to be able to show Melissa's film. We premiered her full-length documentary back in 07, Do Not Go Gently. And Melissa is a real cornerstone in the film community. She doesn't look like she's even 30, but she's got 20 years in the film business. But it's just great to have the opportunity to show her film, which I look at as kind of a detective story and a piece about restoration and also about the freedom that was strived for by the women of the period. So it's an exciting film.
Well, Melissa, thank you for furthering the cause of local filmmaking in Cincinnati. It's great when the big stars and the trucks and everything come in and do something, but it's even greater when the local folks get recognized for their work.
Well, I do appreciate the opportunity, and I appreciate the pushing that Tim does. Besides being a wonderful place to exhibit your films, he does quite a bit behind the scenes.
In that regard, I will say one more time, Saturday, February 22nd, at the Carnegie in Covington, program A is at noon, program B is at 3 o'clock. It's called the Oscar-nominated Short Documentaries, and it also features the world premieres by Andrea Tarice and Melissa Godoy.
Tim Swallow, thank you so much. Melissa Godoy, great to have you here on Around Cincinnati. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Larry Thomas.